You know, I really didn't know whether if I should do the podcast or if I should go on my Insta story and share it. And so I just went ahead and pressed play for my podcast because I have another topic that I would like to talk about that it really came about. This topic really came about. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show first. But really this thought or this idea came about in doing my my Heal Your Heart mini course. The reason why I am a healer, I believe that we all healers, but I'm talking about myself. The reason why I am a healer is because I healed myself. God, of course, with God and my ancestors and guardian angels, I believe that I healed. I was able to heal myself, being guided and being helped and listening within. And y'all, listen, I want to talk about like these agreements that run deep within us, these beliefs that run in, that runs deep within us, and really how to lean into this stuff. Listen, how to lean within this stuff, and how your body really never lies. Your body never lies. I'm going to say that again. Your body never lies. Your body never lies. And I want to talk today about how it was really, really healthy to recognize when the trauma hits, to recognize the trigger, and to feel into them. I could not get myself together today. Could not. And I was like, what is it? Is it the moon? Is it the energies of the planets? Is it the vibration? You know, I'm very aware of that stuff. And I was like, what is it? Because I do know that, you know, God created our environment. God created the things around us to help balance us, to help heal us. I believe in that wholeheartedly. And whenever we are triggered, or when I'm triggered, it is there to be, to for it to come up to the surface, y'all. Can we clap for that? The triggers are not there for you to just hold them as triggers. The triggers are there because there is something that is rather still stored in your mind or still stored in your system for it to come up to the surface. And it might take some time like it did for me on today. I was doing my mini courses. I was studying. I was doing my videos, but I was just feeling off. But I just kept going. And I was just like, what the heck is going on within me? Is it the energies around me? Is it because of Breonna Taylor? Is it because of George Floyd? Is it because I feel the pain of my people? Is it because of my own experiences? And I think it was a mixture kind of all of that. But I think at the root of it, at the core of it, and I think I know that those things, the things that was happening around me and what I was feeling on today and what I was being triggered with had everything to do with what I stored in my body to protect me. I stored a particular belief or an agreement to protect me. And we about to release this on today. If you have something, some trauma stored in your body, if you feel triggered, and to know what to do with those triggers, because they're so good. Because when you are triggered, listen, it ain't fun to feel triggered. And let me just state that, okay? But I want to tell you the light at the end of the tunnel of that. When you are triggered, it's really just something, an agreement, as I stated before, an agreement, and you might want to write this down. It is an agreement that you've held on to unconsciously, be it to protect you, a traumatic experience, it's held on to you in your system. You've held on to it to protect you. And because of that, you have created this wall in your energy field. And you've created this wall in your system. Do know that you are energy, okay? At the end of the day, you are spirit, you are energy. And, you know, it wrapped up in a physical body, okay? So I want to just share that, just, you know, give that as a sidebar. But I also want to share with you the power of your beliefs, you know, the power of your agreements. And I want to let you know how beautiful your body is. And I say that to say not only your physical body, the physical body, but the emotions, the energy that is stored in your body, how divinely intelligent that is. And if you might feel off or triggered by something, how it was good to just sit quiet in that. How it was good to just lean into that. How it was good to just let it ride. You know, I have found that when I am triggered, which it happens, but that the triggers aren't as deep as they used to be. In the beginning of my healing and unlearning journey, the triggers were very, very heavy to the point where I was literally felt like I was going to lose my mind because I didn't know how to release it, or rather really think that I had the power to release it. And so there was a lot of unlearning that I experienced. Okay. And so, leaning into it, with being in the feeling, with releasing, with, meditation, with, listening within, therapy, prayer, getting quiet, everything is within. Okay. In doing all of that, of course, not all at once, but I was of course guided, to doing it in resting, doing a lot of resting, drinking water. It wasn't a perfect path. I don't want you to think it was a perfect path, but these were the tools that I used. And I wanted to share with you that you have the power to heal yourself. And oftentimes it happens in the unexpected ways. And it's okay, and it's beautiful, and that you will heal 100%. 100%. When I say 100%, I mean wholeheartedly. It's not to say that you will have a perfect emotion. It's not to say that all your emotions you will feel like running through the meadows, but there will be, and there is a foundation and an anchor of peace and an anchor of joy that is within you, that is deferred, that might be deferred. You might not feel jovial right now. You might not have peace right now, but there is an anchor within you, okay? There is an anchor within you that is of peace, that is of love, that is of joy, okay? And I want you to let you know that this is the foundation of really who you are. And so even when you are triggered and you might be crying, or you might be going through a hard time, or you might be having sleepless nights, or you might have anxiety, okay? Or you might have things talking, people and voices talking back to yourself, right? I'm here to let you know that there is grace in it all, okay? There's grace in it all, okay? So we have that, right? And there's that, right? There's that. So I want to talk about agreements, okay? Many of us have made agreements in our childhood, right? Many of us. And because I am doing a Heal Your Heart mini series, and like I've said earlier, because I do this work for myself, I don't just share this with folks because this is something that I read and it's a great idea. No, no, no. This was something that I experienced myself. This was a healing of faith, inner knowing walk that I did within myself. So I'm not sharing something with you that I've read from a book that sounds good. I'm sharing something with you that I've experienced myself, that I knew that I couldn't run from, that I had to walk through and deal with. Okay. And so when I'm speaking this to you, I'm speaking of truth and I'm speaking what I know. I'm speaking this to you. I'm speaking of truth, and I'm speaking what I know. And I know with a large cap that it is possible. Okay. It is 100% possible to walk in healing, to walk in love, to walk in joy, to walk in peace, and to walk in everything that your hearts desire. And that power has been given to you by source, by God, by the divine, by the Holy Spirit. That power has been given to us all. I'm just here to share with you how to activate it. Okay. I'm here to share with you how to activate it. Now, on today, I was triggered. Okay. And I really couldn't understand why was I so triggered as I asked that question, right? And I was like sitting with myself. It was something that I couldn't like shake. You know what I mean? I kept doing the recordings, but it was something that I felt that I couldn't shake, that I couldn't like, I don't know. I was triggered, right? And I want to speak to you about your triggers, okay? It could be like, I don't know, like if you visit an old place, or if you hear a certain sound, or if someone might say a certain thing that might trigger a pain within you. I want you to know that this is good, my friends, because you're able to sit with yourself and God. You're able to get quiet with you and sit in that. So don't bypass that feeling, right? Don't rush the feeling. Don't rush the answer. Don't rush what might come up to the surface. Don't rush it, because it will come up to the surface, because you have made the choice to heal. And when you make the choice to heal, there is no turning back. And that's a good thing. Because the vision that you have been shown, the vision that God showed you, and the feeling that God has placed on the inside of you is yes and amen. Okay? There is a promise that has been revealed to you and in you by God, by your divine spiritual guides, by the guardian angels, by your spiritual team, you know, by your creator that has shown you who you really are. Okay. And so these triggers that we experience in our lives are meant for us to go to that place, meant for us to go to that place and feel in them, to identify where the belief in the agreement came from. Now, I'm going to share with you my particular story. I love giving examples because it really kind of helps us. Or if I might be kind of speaking in the clouds a little bit, or just kind of speaking, you know, I don't know. Sometimes when I speak things, it's oftentimes, sometimes some people can understand. And the reason why I want to give these examples, these personal life examples, to you, is because I want it to be palatable for everyone to understand, because we can all relate to stories, and however the story lands for you, that's how it lands. That's how it's gonna land, right? Okay, so earlier today, as I stated before, I could not shake why I was, you know, like, why was I being triggered? Like, what is going on? And because I do this work and I'm committed to this work, I don't ignore how I'm feeling. I will go for a walk. I will cry. I will journal. It was this one particular trigger, this sound that caused the trauma within me. The trauma that I had experienced, my past trauma, there was a sound that happened, and it created this trigger within me. And I was fully aware of this trigger, right? Fully aware of how I was feeling. I just could not fully shake it. So I kept doing the videos. And I kept pausing. I was like, this is not it. Is something still there? Something still there. Even though the content was so good, and even though what I was sharing was so good, I was like, something is a block there. It's something there, but I'm just going to keep recording this, right? I'm just going to keep doing this. And I sat with myself, you know, throughout the day. I sat with myself
I allowed it to come up to the surface and I began crying. And I realized that the sound that I heard earlier created this trauma, reminding me of this trauma, this feeling, this emotion, my wall, my fears. It brought about that, my anxiety of really panting as a little girl, telling myself, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay, you're gonna be okay, you're gonna be okay, but not really believing that I was going to be okay, but rather having this overdrive of protecting myself because I was afraid, because I didn't feel safe. And so on today, when I heard the trigger, it brought about all of those feelings. And I remember, I'm going to share something with you guys. I remember being coming into the world. But if I'm honest, my perception of really how I thought my mother viewed me was really rather from a place of that she was rather happy that I was her only girl that she had always wanted. But it felt as though that I had rather fulfilled her desire that she really wanted a girl because she had all boys. And when I came into the world, I felt as though that that I had to do what she wanted me to do and fulfill her own desires or her own void of having a little girl. That by me being the youngest of the little girl, that I sort of felt like I wasn't accepted just for being me, but rather I came into the world to fill this void that my mom had. And that it felt as though the dresses and the images that she wanted me to portray was really about her and her insecurities. And I don't really believe that my mother meant this in a malicious kind of way at all. I really do not believe that. At the heart of me, I really do believe that she loved me, but I did see her own wounds and her own scars that she presented to me, and that was one of them. So I remember just really her doing her best to be a mother, you know, yet at the same time, I felt that I was sort of like this porcelain doll. I felt as though that that she wasn't really like emotionally stable, really to have me as a daughter, in a sense of accepting me for who I am, but rather trying to get me to fit into this mold of who she thought that I should be, according to her beliefs and according to her perceptions. And I fought this a long time when I was a teenager, and even when I got married, became an adult, you know, just grew up, I just still carried that, believing that that she wanted me to be rather this, what she thought that I should have been, instead of just her just accepting me for me being who I am. And I believe that she did the best that she could. Oh my goodness. And I would not trade the mother that I have. I would not trade any experience that I went through, because I am grateful for it all. I'm grateful for it all. I, on today, was able to identify that wound when I was triggered by that sound. A certain sound that went off on today that triggered an agreement that I had made based off of me growing up coming into the world, like I said earlier, as the only girl, or coming into a world with me, my perception believing that I was feeling this sort of image that she wanted me to feel, this expectation that she wanted me to have, that I felt that I wasn't accepted in the world for who I was. And in the school, the environment I lived in, in the school that I grew up in and learned under, there was a great teachers, yet there was also the sort of like me trying to find my place in the world. In school, there wasn't a place of acceptance for who I was. Growing up, I had to portray this this image of being good, being the good girl in church. Portray this image of being the good daughter. Don't be the one to mess up. To portray this image, and even my perception of God, right? Even my perception of God, you know, don't do this to displease God. Was my perception, and I carried all of this, and even the, you know, the trauma that I experienced even as an adult, you know, growing up, and how I perceived things. I wasn't really able to love and receive the love that I truly that truly was for me and still is in my life. I wasn't truly able to receive it because of those agreements. That was the filter behind it all. And this is why I say to listen to your body. What might be blocking it? To listen to it. To sit with it. To not ignore it, to keep going, but to be aware of it. Because when you are aware of it, it comes up. And it really made so much sense. Why, like I stated earlier, why I could not love and receive love from the place that, in the truth that it was, because I had that heavy agreement that my understanding of people accepting me for who I am and the people that loved me in my life, that truly, truly loved me in my life, that they didn't fully accept me for who I am and who I was. And so there was like a place within myself where I didn't allow myself to accept myself for who I was, because my beliefs was, well, who I am, people won't accept. Or who I am, I can't accept who I am because who I am isn't accepted. This was this perception that I created. And although I knew that my mother loved me, I knew that she did. I knew that my father loved me. I also saw the agreements, the scars that my mom was carrying that she didn't know how to release or let them go. But I was the one to heal myself, because God allowed the pain of my life, all those beliefs and agreements that I thought I had to be, God brought me to a place years ago within myself where I really sat in a fetal position saying, what the hell is going on? Why has my life failed me? Every area of my life has crumbled and I am crushed and hurt to my core. But yet there was this divine awakening within me where God was saying, oh, this isn't who you are. And I'm getting ready to show you who you really are. And so I want to just say, as I went on that journey, if you've been following me, I went on the journey of unlearning. And I want to just share with you how your body is divinely intelligent. And for you, it's really, really good for you to sit with those feelings, to sit with those emotions, to sit and figure out why is it that you are triggered. To sit with them, because the answers will come up. The answers will come up. The thing for me is, I thought that really that was just my way of life or way I thought I had to be. I thought that I had to just live my life that way. I did. I just thought that was just the way life's supposed to be. I lived my life on guard, on defense, with trauma, with anxiety, you know, picking arguments in my relationship and picking, you know, all of these. I was defending myself, and I was not only defending myself, but I was medicating the wound. I was saying, this wound, you're right. You're right, wound. You're right. I was saying yes to it. I was saying yes to it. And as I was saying yes to it, and I was creating, because of that belief, I was creating that reality. But what God was showing me in my fetal position and in my unlearning processes and my healing and, you know, removing the toxins out of my system and removing the agreements and that attachment cord, as I began going on the process, God began showing me and helping me see that that wasn't the truth of who I was. And I'm here to share with you that it is not the truth of who you are. The reason why it isn't the truth of who you are, because your body is letting you know. The reason why it isn't the truth of who you are is because the triggers that you're getting is your body telling you there's a belief there that doesn't belong there. And when you sit with it and you release it, when you sit with it, when I say sit with it, it might take some time. It might be simmering within you. The answer might not come up for you to release it yet. Because it could be because of your fear. It could be because it's your way of, you know, your coping mechanism, right? But you for many of you, you have reached that peak level where you no longer want to cold. You don't want to medicate that wound anymore. You're ready for it to be, for you to release from it and be healed completely. Completely. This is why my session is called Heal Your Heart, because I cannot speak from a place that is not truth. I cannot speak from a place that I have not lived through myself. Heal your heart has everything to do with you healing your heart and removing that stuff that you have stored within you. And your body is so beautiful. So listen to it. Listen to it. I remember unconsciously stuffing myself with food, you know, stuffing myself with all that, being afraid to love, not trusting myself. Oh my God, can we touch on that? How often have I believed that I couldn't trust myself? How often have I presented my wounds in front of me, right? And not being able to hear what the Spirit really was speaking to me and how much love was for me. How often. And how, I also want to say how powerful you are to shift your energy when you become aware of what the agreement is. And when you know that the Spirit of God is speaking to you. And when you're able to release, you're able to hear. You're able to shift your energy just like that. And so I want to tell you, good job. Keep going. Kudos to you. Keep taking that step, because your energy, it can happen. Your miracle can happen just like that. But it has to do with your perception. You have to shift your energy. You have to shift your vibration. And your soul is helping you. It's helping you because you're listening to this podcast. You're meditating. You're praying. You've cried at night. These are the things that your soul is bumping up for you to clear. Those triggers that's happening is bumping up for you to step into your miracle, to step into your divine alignment, to receive all that is for you, to live a light of happiness, of wholeness, of peace, and of joy. So lastly, leaning, feeling the trigger, not running from them. I remember just being afraid to be triggered. But you were triggered because of a belief. I remember my mentor, Letitia Stiles, had said this, and it just was just so good. She was saying that the trigger happens because of a belief. the trigger happens because of the belief. And the more that you just lean into the trigger, get into the feeling, right? Get into the feeling. Recognize, where did the feeling come from? The feeling came from based out of an agreement or a belief. And is that agreement or is that belief true about you? Is it the truth or is it an illusion? Is it the truth or is it the fear that you felt you had to believe, the illusion? And oftentimes the fear will have you believing the illusion because it's like, it's a way of us not hurting again. It's a way of not hurting again. It's a defense mechanism. It's an instant gratification of us not hurting again, but it doesn't allow us to hear the truth. To hear the truth of what things really are and what it is. And truly does block love. And for many of you, including myself, you are so on the cusp of your miracle breaking through. You are so on the cusp of your miracle breaking through. You are so on the cusp of your miracle breaking through. And so I want to thank you on today for letting me share this with you. If you would like to know more about Heal Your Heart mini course, you definitely can reach me on my website, www.cammyknight.org, or you can reach me at my email at ahigherlove@cammyknight.com. ahigherlove@cammyknight.com. That is my email address. All right, everybody. Thank you guys for listening. I'm going to finish this meditation because I really do feel presence. The presence happening right now. And so if you resonate with this, you can get quiet and meditate on your own. But I'm going to do some meditating and releasing myself. Thank you guys for joining me. See you next time.